And welcome to Live Take 5. This morning we have T.R. McChrystal. He's the chef and owner of Jen's Garden and Sisters. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're talking about a very popular gift idea for the holidays. It's called Sage in the Kitchen, and it's a cookbook, and you are featured in the cookbook.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great opportunity to kind of help out people who are less fortunate than ourselves. And, you know, Jen and I try and figure out ways that we can create a greater impact than just, you know, making a small donation to something. So in this regards, you know, the proceeds of the cookbook go to help feeding the hungry during the, you know, just about any time of the year, but especially during the holidays when, you know, family's trying to get together and, you know, you need to, we feel like you want to give something back to the community. So this is a great gift in that you get a great cookbook and then you're helping feed the hungry as well.
And that program is administered through Ben's Community Center. Now, you said you always feed the hungry at your restaurant.
Oh, yeah. It's just that they usually pay me for it. In this regard, we get to do it, and you know, they don't have to pay us for it. So
when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about your restaurant and how it can be a fun staycation for people in Central Oregon.
Absolutely.
Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Live Take 5. We have T.R. McChrystal, the chef and owner of Jen's Garden and Sisters. And we were just talking about Sage in the Kitchen. It's a cookbook that's coming out for the holidays, just $18.95. And it's a benefit for people who are hungry this holiday season. Now, you say a lot of people come into your restaurant hungry and sisters. What is your restaurant like and why is it popular?
Well, our restaurant is, it's based on a 5-course price fix menu, Southern French influenced. And all that means is that, you know, we have to take into consideration the fact that we're here in the Pacific Northwest and there's a, you know, a cornucopia of foods and things that we have available to us that, you know, might not be available per se in the south of France. So that's why we say Southern French influenced. Jen and I like to think of it as kind of a way to go away for a short period of time. You know, either you come out and have dinner with us and kind of transport yourself to some place, you know, that you had a romantic getaway at some point. And, you know, it's really interesting talking to folks when they dine at Jen's Garden because they always start off by saying, you know, this reminds me of, and then they'll say, you know, this place we went to in Italy or France or Spain or, you know, up on Vancouver Island or down in, you know, Northern California. So it definitely transports people away for a short while. And then when they, you know, and then they decompress and we send them back to their lives in Bend and the surrounding area.
And how did you get your inspiration for the restaurant?
Well, spent a lot of time traveling around Europe by bicycle. And I was always intrigued by the south of France and French cooking in general, being that it's kind of... For the longest time, it was kind of the epicenter where cuisine was really kind of coming out of there. The south of France in particular, because it was more about just good quality, fresh foods and then figuring out how to make something great out of those, the availability of this bounty of food down there. And so, you know, and I looked around here in the Northwest and, you know, in particular over in the valley, we just have a similar kind of bounty of food available to us. And it's really fun just taking all those ingredients and trying to figure out how to make a great menu out of that.
So people can stay right here in Central Oregon, but still experience something that is like another country.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being our guest today on Live Take 5. That's T.R. McChrystal with Jen's Garden. And if you would like more information about Sage in the Kitchen, you can go to a website. It's benscommunitycenter.org. Take 5 is brought to you by News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.